Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
And I don't remember my exact words, but I was there pacing in the dark next to this garden in the backyard of this house I was living at. And I remember it very distinctly that when I was done praying, I just looked inside myself and I saw this, where there was this before, like a stone, like an object of anger and depression, but this infuriating desire to retaliate that was there before was removed. Like, it was like a stone, you know, just like an object in me was removed. And I couldn't find it. It was like I was looking for it, you know, and I couldn't find it. It was gone. And I didn't know what just happened. You know, I never knew what that would even be like. I didn't know that that was possible, but it was gone. And in its place was this singular desire to love this girl, and not like romantic love, but just this platonic, you know, or not platonic, but just, you know, a wholehearted desire for her best. And I wanted to forgive her. And it wasn't like a duty. It was like, oh, I really feel like I can do this now. It was like you just got off the plane after not seeing someone you love for 2 years, and you run to them because you're so excited you can't wait to see them. Mm-hmm. Like, I couldn't wait to tell her I forgive you. Where does that come from, you know? Where does that come from?
Not you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when I was like, that's not from me. That's from outside of me. That was God. You know, that was really him. And it was that moment. I mean, it was a little while after that, and I had to think about this, and I was like, this means that this was God. God was real. And the whole time that I was running away from him, you know, and I was spitting in his face and calling Christians idiots, and, you know, I didn't know what I believed, that he still loved me, and he was still running after me. And it was just like the prodigal son, you know, from Luke 15, and it finally made sense to me. It says that the father, when the son comes back to him, it says, while he was still a long way off, the father had compassion on him and ran out to him and threw his arms around him and kissed him and welcomed him back into his household and put a ring on his finger, symbolizing his belonging to the family. And that's what it was. God demonstrated to me his love, and I was looking that whole time for a reason to believe. And by reason, you know, by rationality and arguments. And that stuff, you know, it mattered at a certain point. But it wasn't until God broke through and revealed himself as the mighty warrior who saves. He came into that time and showed me. He literally, you know, he showed me that was his love for me. Because that was a moment of being transformed.
Mm-hmm.
That changed my life. And, you know, it wasn't. Everything that followed wasn't immediate, but there was a lot that changed in the next couple of years as I decided, like you said, in step three, you know, to give my life over to him, to surrender my will, you know. And I didn't go through a 12-step program, but I can resonate with those steps and, you know, especially that, you know, because there was a point where I found myself addicted to, you know, overeating and addicted to alcohol and smoking and addicted to pornography and, you know, like a lot of guys. I mean, and, you know, trying to find hope in relationships and sexual relationships and stuff. I mean, you know, it's just everything else. And I finally decided, you know, I experienced God in those moments when he transformed my life. He has the power to do that. He has the power to do anything he wants, and he can do this too. So I decided, you know, I'm just going to trust him. I'm going to surrender this to him. And I surrendered all those things to him, you know, and it was, yeah, step by step. But that was the moment, and I don't remember the exact day that was, but that was about six or seven years ago. And since then, those things have one by one got knocked down, and he broke those addictions off of me. Every one of them. Every one of them. Because he is the God who breaks chains, and he did that. For me.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.